Okay, let's unpack this for a minute. Imagine you're running a litigation firm, maybe in a big city, and you get a case that hinges on serving someone in a tiny rural community like Morganza, Louisiana.
Zip code 70759.
Right, way out in Pointe-Aux-Be Parish. So you plug the address into your GPS and, you know, it looks simple enough.
It always does on a map.
But the reality, according to the sources we have, is that serving papers out there off Highway 1 or, say, along the Mississippi River levee, it takes so much more than just satellite navigation.
It takes hyperlocal, boots-on-the-ground knowledge. It's a perfect example of how physical geography creates a need for specialized legal logistics.
And that's what we're digging into today.
We are. We're doing a deep dive into the infrastructure provided by Lafayette Process Servers, LLC. They operate locally as Baton Rouge Process Servers. And they're really specialized focus on serving these remote corners of Pointe-Aux-Be Parish.
And supporting the attorneys who have to navigate the 18th Judicial District Court. It's a fascinating model.
It is.
But before we get into the, you know, the nuts and bolts of how they run this rural logistics network, let's quickly set the table for you.
Absolutely essential. For everyone listening, just remember, this content is for informational context only. We are not attorneys.
Right.
And the firm we're talking about, they aren't affiliated with any government agency, and they do not provide legal advice. They're third-party support services.
So if you need legal help, always contact a licensed attorney.
Always.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our mission with this deep dive? Well, our goal is to figure out how a specialized firm like this can act as a true all-in-one legal support partner.
Right. Someone who can bridge that huge logistical gap between a remote rural address and, you know, the actual administrative filing at the courthouse.
They're essentially solving the problem of distance and local knowledge.
And that distance isn't just in miles. It's a difference in how addresses work, private property, all of it.
Exactly. So let's start right there in Morganza. Why is this parish and that specific zip code such a nightmare for an unfamiliar process server?
Well, it's that quiet peacefulness. That's the problem. You aren't dealing with a nice grid system. Not at all.
No street numbers.
When a law firm pulls a defendant's address, you know, from a database, they often get a P.O. box or an address that looks residential, but it turns out to be a huge farm property miles down a private locked road.
Mm-hmm.
An unfamiliar server might drive 2 hours out from Baton Rouge, spend half a day chasing an address that, well, it just doesn't exist as a physical place you can walk up to. It's mm-hmm. a huge waste of client time and money.
But this local team, they'd know the difference instantly.
Instantly. They know the terrain, the specific properties. They know how to actually find the person.
And that distinction between a mailing address and the actual physical person, that's everything when you have a deadline.
It is. And all that successful field work, it has to lead back to one central point.
Which is the 18th JDC.
Exactly. All legal matters from Morganza funnel straight to the parish seat in New Roads. The 18th Judicial District Court is right there. Their whole model is about connecting the field service, finding someone near the levee, with the paperwork that has to happen at that specific courthouse.
You know, the human pivot point in all this.
They really are.
And their clients have seen the value of that. We've got this powerful anecdote that really brings it to light.
Oh, it's an excellent case study. Mm-hmm. It's all about overcoming active avoidance.
So what happened?
A Baton Rouge attorney, a client of theirs, had a defendant in Morganza who was using the remote location to his advantage. He was being behind a high, locked gate, just refusing entry.
An ordinary server would have just posted the papers and left.
Right, and the service might have been challenged. But this team, they used a mix of professional skip tracing tools and just genuine local intelligence. They staked out the place.
And they got him.
They successfully served him as he was leaving the property for work.
Wow. That is the difference between failure and success in a case. It just cuts down on all that back and forth, the refiling.
Precisely. They're not just following directions from a GPS. They're breaking through a digital dead end with human intuition.
Okay, so let's talk about the primary services themselves, the bread and butter, professional process service.
Right. Summons, subpoenas, citations, the fundamentals that get a case off the ground.
But it's the other stuff that shows their specialization.
It is. Like handling five-day notices to vacate specifically for landlords in Morganza.
Right.
This isn't a generic service. It shows they're totally versed in local tenancy law and the really short timelines involved.
And speed is everything in those cases. If you're a client from out of town, you just can't afford to wait days for a first attempt.
And they structure their delivery to respect that. They offer routine service, you know, first attempt within 3 to 5 days. but the proximity to new roads means they can offer immediate rush service.
That predictability must be huge for law firms.
It is. And crucially, they've standardized their pricing. Flat rates for most of Buena Coupe Parish.
Okay, wait, we want to pause on that. Flat rate pricing. For an attorney trying to manage a budget, that is huge.
Oh, it's a massive deal.
Because specialty rural service usually means you're getting hit with these unexpected mileage surcharges.
That is exactly the problem they solve. Law firms hate unpredictable fees.
No.
By offering a flat rate, they remove that budget surprise. The cost is predictable.
So what if that clever defendant, the one hiding behind the gate, what if he just relocates entirely?
Then you shift gears. From field service to locate service. Skip tracing.
This is for someone who has intentionally tried to break their paper trail.
Mm-hmm. They use these high-level professional databases and investigative techniques to confirm where that person has actually moved. The goal is to figure out the difference between an old forwarding address and a true physical location where you can legally serve them.
So it's way more than just a Google search. Whether they moved 30 miles down the road to Baton Rouge or, you know, clear across the country.
The service is designed to find them and confirm that new delivery point. It's all about ensuring legally compliant service, full stop. The legal system doesn't care how hard the defendant made it.
It just cares that it was done right.
Exactly.
But the successful service in Morganza, that's only half the battle. Once the papers are handed over, that's when the most urgent clock starts ticking.
The clock to file the proof of service back in New Roads.
Right. Let's talk about that administrative backbone, the courthouse runner and filing services.
This is where that logistical loop closes. Perfectly. They're not just process servers. They are 18th JDC experts. So immediately after a successful service, their team heads right to the courthouse.
And they're doing what? Filing petitions?
Filing original petitions, retrieving case files that an attorney might need, recording final judgments at the Pointe Coupee Parish Clerk of Court, all of it.
And the most critical piece of paper is that return of service, the affidavit. Why is physically filing that right away so important?
Because without it, in the eyes of the court, the service hasn't officially happened yet. When they deliver that return of service physically and immediately to the 18th JDC, it just cuts down on all the lag time. You bypass potential mail delays, e-filing queues. The moment they file it, the proof is in the record.
And the attorney can move on to the next phase of the case. It maintains momentum.
Reasonable momentum.
That speed, that certainty. It's invaluable. Okay, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the support services that save clients a trip, specifically the mobile notary.
In a rural parish, logistics are everything. If a client needs to sign a sworn affidavit, making them drive an hour or more for a simple signature is just a waste of everyone's time.
So they go to them.
Their mobile notaries travel directly to the client or the party in Morganza. It brings a key administrative function right to their doorstep. Removes another geographical hurdle.
And the second key support service is the professional registered agent service. This seems like it has huge implications for privacy, especially in a small town.
It's a critical safeguard for local businesses. Any LLC or corporation in Morganza, by law, needs a public-facing address to receive official documents.
And you probably don't want that to be your home address.
Exactly. If you use your personal home address in a small community, you're just inviting privacy concerns, junk mail, you name it. Using their New Roads address acts as a privacy shield.
It keeps your actual Morganza address off the public record.
Right. And the second benefit is compliance. If a business gets sued or the state sends a critical tax form, the registered agent gets it. They immediately notify the client through a secure digital portal or express mail.
Which is crucial because missing one of those notices
can lead to a default judgment against you or even the state revoking your business charter. It's protection.
That's a truly comprehensive approach.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about moving physical items or legal courier services. Why can't a firm in Baton Rouge just use, you know, FedEx?
In rural places like Pointe Coupee, standard mail can be inconsistent. It can be slow. But more importantly, when you are moving legal evidence or sensitive medical records, you need more than just speed. You need chain of custody.
The security protocol. A standard mail carrier doesn't sign off on a sealed envelope of medical records in a way that will stand up in court.
Precisely. These are dedicated couriers trained specifically to handle sensitive, time-stamped materials, medical records for a deposition, critical court files. they maintain a clear, secure record of where that evidence has been from the moment they pick it up.
And they offer same-day and rush delivery with that immediate proof of delivery signature.
It guarantees the attorney knows the exact moment that evidence is in the right hands. It just removes all doubt and all lag time.
Okay, finally, let's wrap up the document lifecycle with presentation. After all this, the final briefs often need to be presented in a very specific, professional way. The legal document binding services.
This really speaks to the meticulous detail you need in the legal world. They take loose documents, sometimes hundreds of pages of discovery or appeal briefs, and they transform them into a secure, organized package that's ready for a judge at the 18th JDC.
You mentioned a specific type of binding before, VeliBind. For a listener who might not know, what is that and why would a court prefer it over, say, a simple spiral binder?
That's a great question. VeliBind is a secure strip binding. It uses these heat-sealed plastic strips to lock the document together.
So it's tamper-resistant.
Extremely. Unlike a spiral or comb binding, it's very difficult to remove pages once those strips are fused. Many courts, especially for big multi-volume briefs, they require VeliBind because it guarantees the integrity and the security of the document.
A physical assurance that what you submitted is what gets reviewed. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. And they offer that high-capacity, secure service right there near the courthouse, ensuring documents are compliant and professional, all done with strict in-house confidentiality.
So if we step back and look at the whole model, this company is far more than just a process server.
Mm-hmm.
They're a comprehensive legal logistics partner, custom built to overcome the unique hurdles of a rural jurisdiction like Pointe à Coupee Parish.
They connect that crucial local intuition you need to find a tough address in Morganza with the administrative speed you need to file everything correctly at the 18th JDC in New Roads. It's really a template for how specialized local expertise is still absolutely necessary.
So if you, the listener, need to follow up on any of these services process serving, skip tracing in a hard-to-find rural spot, or getting those critical briefs VeliBound, you can reach out.
You can call them directly at 225-243-9669, or if you prefer email, it's info@batonrouge-processservers.com.
And they also have a direct document upload link for quick pricing on their platform. We'll link to it, but it's at processservers.com/forms/Lafayette_process_servers.
That's the one.
And as we close out this deep dive, we always like to leave you with a final thought to mull over.
So we've talked a lot about how essential this local physical expertise is. So consider this. In an age where big law firms are using AI for research and algorithms for billing and everything is digitized, how much untapped value is still locked away in fields that require that unique local knowledge?
The ability to find someone where GPS fails?
Or just knowing the clerk's preferred binding method? Perhaps the greatest efficiencies in modern litigation aren't actually found in the cloud, but on the back road.
Something to think about.